Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So that is a melody in Vipralamba Bhav.
Ova melodija u Vipralamba Bhavi.
You know what that means?
Znate li što to znači?
Separation.
Odvojenost.
Longing.
Čežnja.
Where is my Krishna?
Gdje je moj Krishna?
That's the next level we want to go to.
To je sljedeća razina na koju želimo preći.
But in order to get to that level, we have to get the first level.
No, da bismo došli do te razine, trebamo najprije savladati prvu.
That we can focus on Krishna.
Da bismo se mogli usmjeriti na Krishna.
What was the mood of Sriman Mahaprabhu? What mood was he in?
U kojem raspoloženju je bio Sriman Mahaprabhu?
He was in this mood, no?
U tom raspoloženju, zar ne?
You see how the melody is very calling out to Krishna.
Vidite kako melodija je u raspoloženju zazivanja Krishna.
This melody is very simple. It's just the same melody that goes on over and over.
Ta melodija je jako jednostavna i ona jednostavno traje i traje.
And you're just crying out for Krishna more and more and more.
I vi sve više i više i više plačete za Krishnom.
So we want to get to that stage eventually.
Želimo postepeno dostići tu razinu.
But to, before we get to that stage, we have to focus on the Sambhog Bhava.
Ali prije toga moramo se usredotočiti na sam Boga Bhavu.
That Krishna is here with us.
Da je Krishna ovdje s nama.
This is the happy Bhava.
To je sretna Bhava.
It's the Bhava of union.
To je Bhava jedinstva.
I've become a devotee.
Postajući bhakta.
I've joined ISKCON.
Pridružio sam se ISKCON.
I'm chanting the mantra.
Pjeva mantre.
And now I'm with Krishna.
Sada sam s Krishnom.
And I'm so happy.
I tako sam sretan.
But after a while we realize that actually we're not with Krishna.
No, nakon nekog vremena shvaćamo da zapravo nismo s Krishnom.
We're still in the material world.
Još smo uvijek u materijalnom svijetu.
So yesterday we discussed kirtan.
Jučer smo govorili o kirtanu.
And I shared with you my realizations.
S vama sam podijelio svoje spoznaje.
That kirtan for me was a song of love to Krishna.
Da je kirtan za mene pjesma ljubavi prema Krishna.
That we're serenading our beloved Krishna.
Da mi svome voljenome Krishna pjevamo serenade.
And that to me it's not a mahamantra.
Za mene to nije mahamantra.
But it's a prem mantra.
Već prema mantra.
It's the mantra of pure love for Krishna.
Mantra čiste ljubavi prema Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke open the storehouse of Krishna prema and distributed it freely to everyone through this mantra.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je otvorio riznicu ljubavi prema Bogu i slobodno je dijeli svima.
And all we have to do to taste that Krishna prema, to experience that Krishna prema,
i sve što mi trebamo učiniti da bismo kušali i osjetili tu Krishna premu
is to surrender to the holy name.
Je predati se svetom imenu.
What I call the Mahamantra Krishna.
Ono što ja zovem Mahamantra Krishna.
Or the Prem Mantra Krishna.
Ili prema mantra Krishna.
That Krishna who is in the form of his holy name.
To je Krishna koji je u obliku svog svetog imena.
And how do we surrender to that holy name, to that Krishna, that form of Krishna?
A kako se predajemo tom svetom imenu, tom obliku Krishne?
By hearing.
Slušajući.
By giving our focus of attention.
Da svu svoju pažnju usmjerimo na to.
Our concentration.
Našu koncentraciju.
Now on the first day we asked people how many thought that it was difficult to control the mind, and everybody said very difficult.
Prvi dan smo sve vas pitali koliko je teško kontrolirati um i svi su rekli da je to jako teško.
Then I gave so many occupations in the material world where people are controlling their minds, focusing their attention. You remember?
I potom sam, ako se sjećate, opisao mnoga zanimanja u materijalnom svijetu gdje ljudi trebaju usredotočiti svoju pažnju.
And I asked, well, why can't we do it?
I pitao sam zašto mi to ne učinimo.
One of the people, one of the groups of people that is focusing their attention is the translator.
Neki ljudi koji trebaju usredotočiti svoju pažnju su i prevoditelji.
If the translator starts spacing out, can't hear what is being said, can't translate.
da on počne, da on prevoditelja počne lutati, ne bi čuo što se kaže i ne bi mogao prevesti.
I've had this experience in some different countries.
Imao sam to iskustvo u raznim zemljama.
The translator says, "Oh, I'm sorry, could you say that again?"
Prevoditelj kaže, oprostite, možete ponoviti još jedan put.
Then I say, "You were thinking."
I onda kažem, razmišljao si.
Yes.
Pa da.
Because when you think, you can't. When you think, you can't. You can't hear when you think.
Jer kad razmišljate, ne možete čuti.
So this morning, I mean, just a little while ago, I asked our wonderful translator how she was doing in her japa.
I sada je mene Vyasaki Prabhu pitao kako, dakle, vašeg prevoditelja, kako je moja japa.
Because she's very good in translating, focusing her attention.
Budući da prilikom prevođenja može usredotočiti svoju pažnju.
So she said that her japa wasn't that bad.
Kaže, pa nije, rekla, ja sam rekla da nije bila tako loša.
But it wasn't 100%.
Ali nije bila i najbolja.
So I asked, why is it that you can focus your mind when you're translating?
I onda me ono pitao zašto ja mogu svoju um usredotočiti kad prevodim.
And she said, because it's my service.
A ja sam rekla, jer mi je to služba.
So then I asked, is chanting japa not a service?
A onda me ono pitao da li mantranje japa nije služba.
And she said, yes, that's also a service.
A ja sam onda rekla da je to isto služba.
The problem is that we don't realize what is japa.
No, problem je u tome da mi ne shvaćamo što je u stvari japa.
So, in order for us to make progress in this field,
I da bismo napredovali u tom polju,
I'm going to have to give you some realizations what is japa.
Daću vam neke realizacije o tome što je japa.
So, first, number one, japa is the most important service.
Prije svega, japa je najvažnija služba.
Because chanting Hare Krishna is the most important service.
Jer je mantranje Hare Krishna najvažnija služba.
There is no service more important than chanting Mahamantra.
Nema službe koja bi bila važnija od mantranja Hare Krishna Mahamantre.
And what is the shloka to prove that?
Koja shloka to dokazuje?
Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama, eva kevalam kaluna steva na steva na steva gatiranyata. In this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other service that can get us the result of the Mahamantra.
U ovom dobu Kali nema te službe koja bi nam mogla dati rezultat kao Mahamantra.
Now we've had experience in the past.
U prošlosti smo imali iskustva.
Where someone's chanting their japa.
Kada netko mantra japu.
And the temple president or the temple commander will come and say, Prabhu, stop your japa, we need you to do some service.
Kada dođe neki dođe predsjednik hrama ili komandir u hramu i kaže prestani mantrati, trebamo te za neku službu.
Who's familiar with that experience?
Ko je imao takva iskustva?
Why do they think chanting japa is not service?
Zašto misle da mantranje japa nije služba?
Where has this idea come from?
Odakle ta zamisao?
Nobody knows.
Nitko ne zna.
But it's the wrong idea. It is service. What they should say is, can you stop this service for a minute and come and do another service, then you can go back to the japa service. That would be more accurate, right?
To je stvari krivo shvaćanje. Pravilnije bi bilo reći, prestani s tom službom i započni ovu drugu službu.
So chanting Hare Krishna is the best service.
Mantranje Hare Krishna najbolja je služba.
That's why chanting Hare Krishna is the yuga dharma.
I zato je mantranje Hare Krishna yuga dharma.
Who said it was a yuga dharma?
Tko je rekao da je to yuga dharma?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Where did he get that idea from?
A odakle njemu to shvaćanje?
Hmm? Yeah, but where did he get that idea from? What was his authority? Srimad Bhagavatam, exactly.
Njegov autoritet je Srimad Bhagavatam.
Who knows that verse?
Tko zna taj stih?
Yeah, speak up, don't be so. You know that verse?
Znate taj stih?
So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, 5,000 years ago, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, said, this is the dharma for this age.
U Šrimad Bhagavatamu, Šukadev Goswami, prije 5000 godina, na početku Kali Yuge, kaže da je to dharma za ovo doba.
So chanting Hare Krishna is a Yuga dharma, but that's kirtan.
Mantranje Hare Krishna mantra je Yuga dharma, ali to je kirtan.
Now, before Lord Chaitanya came,
prije no što je gospodin Chaitanya došao,
the Maha Mantra was only chanted by brahmanas.
Mahamantru su pjevali samo brahmane.
In the temples.
U hramovima.
And they just chanted it, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare, like japa.
I samo su izgovarali kao japu.
There was no kirtan as we know it.
Nije postojalo kirtana kako ga mi znamo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, he knew the power of this mantra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je znao moć te mantre.
And he wanted it to be for everybody, not just the caste brahmanas.
I želio je učiniti dostupnom svima, ne samo kastinskim brahmanama.
So I'll tell you what he did.
I ispričat ću vam što je učinio.
In the Kali Shantara Upanishad, this mantra is mentioned.
U Kali Shantara Upanishad spominje se ta mantra.
This is how it's written.
I ovako je zapisano.
Because I researched it, I went and found the Kali Shantara Upanishad, and I read Sanskrit, and I found it, and this is what it says.
Istražio sam to, potražio tu Upanishadu i onda zapisao što tamo piše.
Om Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It's a Vedic mantra. Every Vedic mantra begins with Om.
To je vedska mantra. Svaka vedska mantra počinje sa Om.
He dropped the Om.
On je izostavio Om.
Then he put the Krishna's first.
I stavio Krishnino ime prvo.
Then he put melodies to it.
I onda je tome pridodao razne melodije.
He added mridanga rhythms.
Dodao je ritmove mridange.
Now we sing it as a song.
Sada pjevamo kao mantru.
Now it's a different mantra, and now it's for everybody.
Sada je to drugačija mantra i dostupna je svima.
He said, actually, now it's a song, so it's for everybody.
Rekao je, sada je to pjesma i zato je za sve.
And he started his Sankirtan movement like that.
I tako je utemeljio svoj Sankirtan pokret.
What did the brahmanas in the temple do?
Što su hramski brahmane učinili?
Does anybody know?
Zna li itko?
They complained to who?
Kome su se žalili?
To the Kazi.
Kaziju.
He was the magistrate.
On je bio sudac.
What was their argument? What was their points that they presented to the Kazi?
Što su oni rekli Kaziju? S kojim argumentom su mu prišli?
He's destroying Dharma because these are sacred mantras only meant to be chanted by priests, brahmanas, in the sacred temple.
On uništava dharmu jer su te mantre trebali pjevati samo, izgovarati samo svećenici u svetom okruženju hrama.
So that was the first point. He's destroying the religion, the dharma of the Hindus. What was their second point?
Dakle, prva stvar koju su rekli je da uništava dharmu Hindusa.
Sorry? The Kazi couldn't care less about that. What is the second point that the Kazi, that they presented to the Kazi, that he was concerned about? That society would be disturbed.
Da će društvo biti uznemireno.
Because all the riffraff, the lower classes, would now become very excited.
Jer će niže slojevi društva biti jako uzbuđeni.
And eventually this would lead to a disturbance in society.
Što će dovesti postepeno do uznemirenja u društvu.
Now, as a person who's committed to keeping law and order, when he hears that something's going to cause a disturbance, immediately he becomes disturbed.
Kada netko zadužen za očuvanje javnog mira i reda čuje da će nešto uzrokovati uznemirenje, on prirodno postaje uznemiren.
And also the Kazi was a religious man.
Kazi,
so when he heard that dharma was going to be spoiled, he was also against that.
Kazi je također bio religiozan čovjek i čuvši da će dharma biti uništena, on je isto tako se pro tome protivio.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said, of course then he was called Nimai Pandit.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se tada zvao Nimai Pandit.
So they said this Nimai Pandit is an upstart.
I onda su rekli ovaj Nimai Pandit pravi stvarno nemire.
He will only cause trouble. He's a rebel.
On je buntovnik.
So that's how our movement started. We were rebels.
Tako je započeo naš pokret. Mi smo bili buntovnici.
We were against the established order.
A protivili smo se ustaljenome poretku.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a reformer.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio reformator.
And this is how kirtan started and how he spread it all over India.
I tako je započet kirtan i tako se proširio po čitavoj Indiji.
But now we're going to talk about japa.
A sada ćemo govoriti o japi.
So we know what is kirtan.
Znamo što je kirtan.
But what is japa?
No što je japa?
Who has some realizations? What is japa?
Ko ima neke spoznaje o japi?
Individual meditation on the holy name of Krishna. Jai.
Individualna meditacija na sveto ime Krishna.
What is the meaning of the word meditation?
Koje je značenje riječi meditacija?
Focusing your mind on one thing.
Usredotočiti um na jedan predmet.
You become absorbed in that.
Uneseni smo u to.
Now, if we're sitting down here like this,
dok sjedimo ovako,
and meditating on Krishna's name,
i meditiramo na Krišnino ime,
giving our full focus of attention, absorbed in hearing the holy name,
svu svoju pažnju unosimo u slušanje svetog imena,
that's meditation.
To je meditacija.
Japa is called mantra meditation.
Japa se zove mantra meditacijom.
Now if I'm sitting like this,
ako sjedim ovako,
chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
mantram sveta imena,
and my mind starts thinking of so many things,
a um mi počne misliti na toliko mnogo drugih stvari,
is that meditation?
Je li to meditacija?
No. What is that?
Što je to?
That's just called sitting.
To je jednostavno sjedenje.
We're just sitting.
Samo sjedimo.
Every time you sit, you start thinking.
Svaki put kad sjednemo, počnemo razmišljati.
But we're meant to meditate on the holy name.
Ali trebamo meditirati na sveto ime.
Now we're going to give a deeper definition of what it means to meditate on the holy name.
Sada ćemo dati dublju definiciju što to znači meditirati na sveto ime.
You might want to write this down.
I možda ćete to željeti zapisati.
Japa is our personal one-on-one quality time alone with Krishna.
Japa je vrijeme koje osobno provodimo, kvalitetno vrijeme koje osobno provodimo s Krishnom.
Just like Radharani, she has her quality time alone with Krishna in the Kunj.
Baš kao što Radharani provodi sama kvalitetno vrijeme s Krishnom u Kunji.
At other times, she's in the rasa dance with the other gopis. That's like kirtan.
A ponekad je u rasa plesu s drugim gopijama i to je kirtan.
But when she's alone with Krishna, that's like japa.
No, kada je sama s Krishnom, to je poput džape.
We can give an analogy like this.
Možemo dati ovakvu usporedbu.
Supposing your guru wants to see you for a personal darshan.
Recimo da vas guru pozvao na osobni darshan.
And you go, just you, and you come in front of your guru.
I dođete vi sami i nađete se pred svojim guruom.
And you discuss certain things.
I raspravljate o raznim temama.
You give your full focus of attention.
I vi mu posvećujete svu svoju pažnju.
That's quality time alone with the guru.
To je kvalitetno vrijeme provedeno nasamo s guruom.
And when you come out of the room, all your god brothers and god sisters, what was it like? What did he say? Everybody wants to know.
Kad izađete iz te prostorije, sva vaša braća i sestre po Bogu vas pitaju, pa dobro, što je rekao, kako je bilo?
Because it's special quality time alone with guru.
Jer je to posebno kvalitetno vrijeme provedeno nasamo s guruom.
And japa is special quality time alone with Krishna.
Japa je posebno kvalitetno vrijeme provedeno nasamo s Krishnom.
Did you ever have a desire to just to be alone with Krishna, just me and Krishna together? Did you ever have that desire?
Jeste li ikada poželjeli biti na samo s Krishnom, samo vi i on?
Because Prabhupada has given you the opportunity every day.
Jer Prabhupada vam tu priliku daje svaki dan.
Now there's two kinds of question. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Krishna is never alone.
Govorimo dakle da trebamo provesti kvalitetno vrijeme s
Krishna. In the Maha Mantra is not only Krishna and Radha.
No Krishna ime Maha Mantra se ne sastoji samo od imena Krishna, već je tu i Radha, a Krishna nikad nije sam.
It's all their moods of Sambhog Bhava all the way around to Vipralamba Bhava, all those emotions are in it.
Tu se nalaze i sve emocije od Vipralamba Bhave, Samoga Bhave.
The Ras Lila is in that mantra.
U toj mantri je i Rasa Lila.
All the qualities of Radha and Krishna are in that mantra.
Sve kvalitete Radhe i Krishna nalaze se u toj mantri.
All the pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan are in that mantra.
Sve zabave u Goloka Vrindavani nalaze se u toj mantri.
So when we say to be alone with Krishna,
kada kažemo biti sam s Krishnom,
we actually mean like going back to Krishna.
Zapravo mislimo vratiti se Krishni.
Being with Krishna.
Biti s Krishnom.
Now each and every one of us,
svatko od nas ovdje,
was created for a specific purpose.
Stvoren je zbog određene svrhe.
To have a specific loving relationship with Krishna that no other person has in existence.
Kako bi imao jedinstven ljubavni odnos s Krishnom koji nitko u ovom svijetu nema.
Krishna is the supreme male and all of us are prakriti, female.
Krishna je vrhovni muškarac, a svi smo mi prakriti, mi smo žensko.
So each and every one of us has a special, unique, loving relationship with Krishna that nobody else has.
Svatko od nas ima poseban i jedinstven odnos s Krishnom koji nitko drugi nema kao mi.
And this relationship that we have with Krishna is our connection with Krishna.
Taj odnos koji imamo s Krishnom je naša veza s Krishnom.
But we've broken it.
No, mi smo je prekinuli.
We turned our back on it.
Okrenuli smo je leđa.
And we deprived Krishna of that loving relationship with us.
I Krishna smo lišili tog odnosa ljubavi s nama.
So Krishna now has become our secret admirer.
Krishna je sada postao naš tajni obožavatelj.
Birth after birth after birth after birth.
Rođenje za rođenjem, rođenje za rođenjem.
Krishna standing in the background.
Krishna stoji u pozadini.
In the shadows of divine love.
U sjeni božanske ljubavi.
Waiting for us to turn around to him.
Čeka da mu se okrenemo.
And say, now I want you.
I da mu kažemo, sada želim tebe.
I made a mistake.
Pogriješio sam.
Whatever I was looking for was an illusion.
Što god sam tražio, bila je to iluzija.
And now I want to give you that love in my heart to you.
I sada ti želim dati tu ljubav iz svog srca.
And that's what Krishna consciousness is all about.
I to je zapravo čitav smisao svjesnosti Krishne.
Coming back to our constitutional position.
Vratiti se u svoj izvorni položaj.
As eternal servants of Krishna,
vječnih slugu Krishne,
in whatever rasa is our natural rasa,
u kojoj god rasi da je naša prirodna rasa,
and that becomes revealed through attentive chanting of the holy name.
I to nam se razotkriva pažljivim pjevanjem svetog imena,
which we can do in kirtan much easier than we can do in japa.
Što je puno lakše učiniti u kirtanu nego li u japi.
So we've been focusing up to this point on controlling the mind in kirtan.
Do sada smo govorili o kontroliranju uma u kirtanu.
Because it's easier.
Jer je lakše.
That's why it's the yuga dharma.
Zato je to yuga dharma.
Japa is not the yuga dharma.
Japa nije yuga dharma.
Prabhupada set us up on a morning program.
Prabhupada nam je dao jutarnji program.
That starts off with Mangalarti Kirtan, Nisringadev Kirtan, Tulsi Puja Kirtan, and then Japa.
Koji počinje Mangalarati Kirtanom, zatim Nisimhadev Kirtanom i potom Tulasi Kirtanom i Japom.
So that we can focus our mind, become absorbed, hear the holy name, so that the mind, when you're ready to do Japa, knows its place.
Kako bismo mogli biti usredotočeni, usredotočiti svoj um i kada dođe vrijeme za džapu, um zna što mu činiti.
But if we misuse the kirtan part of the morning program and allow our minds to think, then we'll never ever have good japa.
No ako za vrijeme jutarnjeg programa dopustimo svome umu da luta, naša džapa nikada, ali nikada neće biti dobra.
Yesterday we spoke of thinking while you're chanting as a negative samskara in our consciousness.
Jučer smo govorili kako je razmišljanje za vrijeme mantranja negativna samskara koju smo usadili u svjesnost.
And we want to replace the negative with the positive samskara that my mind becomes absorbed, attracted to, enjoys the kirtan and becomes peaceful, just hearing.
I to
no thinking.
Tu negativnu samskaru želimo zamijeniti pozitivnom, da je naš um sretan i zadovoljan, ispunjen kada sluša mahamantru.
Now each and every one of us can concentrate and focus our attention.
Svatko od nas može usredotočiti svoju pažnju.
When we have a one-on-one darshan with the guru, we're not thinking so many things, we're focused on everything he says.
Kada smo sami na darshanu s guruom, onda naš um ne luta, jednostavno smo usredotočeni na sve što on kaže.
For those of us who are grihasta, and it looks like most of us, when husband and wife have a loving relationship, they're not thinking, they're just experiencing the love.
Za većinu nas grihasta, izgleda da to većina ovdje prisutnih, kada su muž i žena zajedno, oni ne razmišljaju previše, oni su jednostavno zajedno nalaze u ljubavi.
So we know how to focus the mind on something that we love.
Tako da znamo kako usredotočiti um na nešto što volimo.
So now we have to understand what is japa.
Trebamo sada shvatiti što je to japa.
It's my quality time with Krishna.
To je kvalitetno vrijeme koje provodim s Krishnom.
I should take advantage of it.
I trebam to iskoristiti.
Now if you want to think of Radha.
Ako želiš misliti na Radu.
This is your quality time with Radha.
Ako je to tvoje kvalitetno vrijeme provedeno s njom.
Then you do that.
Onda čini tako.
If that helps you to become absorbed in the holy name, then you do that.
Ako će ti to pomoći da budeš usredotočen na sveto ime, onda tako i učini.
Or if you want Radha and Krishna.
Ili ako želiš Radu i Krishnu.
You have your quality time with the divine couple.
Provodiš kvalitetno vrijeme s božanskim parom.
Whatever works best for you to control your mind to hear the mantra, then you take that path.
Što god ti najviše pomaže da kontroliraš um i da čuješ mantru, kreni tim putem.
Because eventually what happens is our heart becomes purified.
Jer postepeno naše srce postane pročišćeno.
And then from within the heart Krishna reveals everything to us.
I onda nam Krishna iz srca sve razotkriva.
We sing it every day.
Svaki dan pjevamo.
Chakudano dilaye janme janme prabhu say divya gyan divine knowledge hriday in the heart prakashita becomes manifest.
Svaki dan pjevamo da se divje gyan božansko znanje hriday u srcu prakashito razotkriva.
Chakudano dilaye jay means that one who has given us the vision of the shastra.
Chakudano dilajay jay znači onaj koji nam daje viziju iz šastra.
Janme janme prabhu say it is him who is the prabhu who birth after birth has given us that vision.
Janme janme prabhu say se odnosi na onoga tko nam je rođenje život za životom dao tu viziju.
And when we act according to the shastra by following the instructions of guru.
Kada djelujemo prema šastrama sljedeći uputstva gurua,
then from within the heart, divya gyan, hriday, prakashita becomes manifest.
I onda iz srca divya gyan hriday prakashito, dakle očituje se božansko znanje.
It's a mystical process.
Mističan je to proces.
Has nothing to do with this material world.
I nema nikakve veze s ovim materijalnim svijetom.
It's not like I give you a book and now you have knowledge.
Nije kao da ti dam knjigu i onda ti odjednom imaš znanje.
Who gives the knowledge from within the heart?
Tko daje znanje unutar srca?
Krishna. He says so. Sarvasya chaham nidhi sannivishto mata smritir jnanam. From me it comes.
Krishna kaže da znanje dolazi od njega.
So what we're learning is that Krishna wants to have a loving relationship with us.
Učimo dakle da Krishna želi imati odnos ljubavi s nama.
He's been standing in the shadows of love as our secret admirer.
Stoji u sjenama ljubavi kao naš tajni obožavatelj.
Seeing us having relationships with so many other people and ignoring him.
Gleda kako uspostavljamo odnose s toliko drugih ljudi ignorirajući njega.
But Krishna is so patient, he just waits and waits and waits until we finally turn to him.
No Krishna je toliko strpljiv da jednostavno čeka, čeka i čeka dok mu se konačno ne obratimo.
And that opportunity is when we chant Mahamantra.
A ta prilika se javlja kada mantramo Mahamantru.
Now there's two kinds of japa. That's what I was going to say before you asked the question.
So,
all this was your answer.
Ovo sve bio tvoj odgovor, a sada se vratimo na našu temu. Dakle, postoje dvije vrste džape.
There's the 16 round japa.
Džapa od 16 krugova.
And then there's the 24 hour japa.
I džapa od 24 sata.
The 16 round japa is our quality time alone with Krishna.
Japa od 16 krugova je naše kvalitetno vrijeme na samo s Krishnom.
And the 24 hour japa.
A džapa od 24 sata.
Is the always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna japa.
Je japa da se uvijek sjećamo Krishne i nikad ga ne zaboravimo.
That you can do all the time.
A to možemo uvijek.
Whatever you're doing.
Što god da radimo.
Walking down the street.
Hodamo ulicom.
Doing your job.
Bavljamo svoj posao.
Driving a car, whatever.
Vozimo auto, što god.
But the quality time with Krishna, the meditation, the 16 rounds.
No kvalitetno vrijeme s Krishnom, meditacija, odnosno 16 krugova.
We're given an opportunity to enter into a deep communion, to use a Christian word, with Krishna.
Dana nam je prilika da uđemo u duboko zajedništvo, da se malo poslužimo kršćanskom terminologijom, da budemo s Krishnom.
And the way we do it is by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, pronouncing each syllable with feeling.
A to činimo izgovarajući Hare Krishna mantru, izgovarajući svaki slog s osjećajem.
Now when I first came to the Hare Krishna movement, I was associating with the devotees.
Kad sam tek došao u Hare Krishna pokret, družio sam se s baktama.
Started reading the books.
Počeo sam čitati knjige.
I didn't do japa though.
Ali nisam mantrao japu.
Because I was intimidated.
Ja sam bio zastrašen.
You chant the Maha Mantra on each bead, you go all the way around 108 times, you do that for 16 times. I thought, oh my god. So I was intimidated by that.
Mantrate džapu, mantrate jednu mantru na jednom zrnu, to činite 108 puta i to još ponovite 16 puta. I to me uistinu zastrašilo.
But then after some time, after reading and associating with the devotees, I decided one day, let me try it.
No, nakon nekog vremena, družeći se s baktama, čitajući knjige, odlučio sam pa ajde da probamo.
So I went to the house of a devotee friend that I had and I said, I'm going to try chanting japa today.
Otišao sam u kuću jednog svog prijatelja bakte i rekao, danas ću pokušati mantrati svoj džapu.
I didn't even have beads, so the devotee had to give me a bead bag.
Nisam imao ni brojanicu, pa mi je taj bakta trebao dati brojanicu.
So I sat down very meditatively, I closed my eyes, put my hand in the bead bag and started chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, just like that, slowly.
Sjeo sam u meditativan položaj, zatvorio oči, stavio ruku u vrećicu za džapu i počeo mantrati, ovako, jako sporo.
All of a sudden, I came to the end.
Odjednom sam došao do kraja.
I looked at my watch. 10 minutes had gone by.
Pogledao sam sat i prošlo je 10 minuta.
I thought, well, that's not so difficult.
Pomislio sam, pa nije to tako teško.
Let me try one more.
Probat ću još jedan.
So I closed my eyes again.
Opet sam zatvorio oči.
And chanted real slowly.
I jako tiho mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And because I was doing it with attention and slowly, I guess I got a taste.
I budući da sam to činio s pažnjom i sporo, izgleda da sam dobio stekao ukus.
And then I decided the next day, so I did 2 the first day, 4 the next day, 8 the next day, 16 the next day, and then I just kept on going, and then eventually I moved into the temple.
I tako sam prvi dan mantrao 2 kruga, idući 4, zatim idući 8, 6 i potom 8, da bih na kraju mantrao 16 krugova i potom se preselio u hram.
And I began to sing my japa.
Počeo sam pjevati svoju japu.
I had different melodies.
Imao sam razne melodije.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You know, a melody, and I just sing it over and over again.
I onda bi samo pjevao i pjevao.
And occasionally people would say to me, "You have good japa."
I povremeno bi mi ljudi došli i rekli da imam dobru japu.
Time passed.
Vrijeme prolazilo.
I got initiated.
Primio sam inicijaciju.
And then Prabhupada asked me to go to India.
I Prabhupada mi je tražio od mene da odem u Indiju.
Went to India.
Otišao sam tamo.
I joined the Sankirtan party.
Pridružio se Sankirtan skupini.
Traveling all over India distributing full sets of Prabhupada's books.
Putovao diljem Indije prodavajući, dijeleći čitave komplete Prabhupadinih knjiga.
Not one at a time, the complete set.
ne jednu po jednu, već čitav komplet.
And we heard that one of our god brothers, Banu, was chanting 5-minute rounds.
I onda smo čuli da jedan naš brat po Bogu Banu mantra krugove po 5 minuta.
I was traveling with my god brother Satyanarayan.
Ja sam putovao sa svojim bratom po Bogu Satyanarayanom.
So we were thinking 5-minute rounds, and then we tried to figure out how long were the rounds that Haridas Thakur was chanting. He did 192 every day.
Pa mislili smo, jedan krug traje 5 minuta, koliko je trajao krug od Haridas Thakura koji je mantrao 192 kruga dnevno?
So we were discussing and talking about japa and how to make our japa period go by quicker so that we have more time to go out and distribute Prabhupada's books.
I tako smo razgovarali o japi, kako skratiti to vrijeme za japu da možemo više vremena provesti dijeleći Prabhupadine knjige.
Because we were not living in a temple, we were living in a van. We were traveling Sankirtan.
Jer nismo živjeli u hramu, živjeli smo u kombiju, bili smo u putujućoj Sankirtani.
So I got a, what do you call it, the timing for the races? Stopwatch. I got a stopwatch.
I nabavio sam štopericu.
And I took my beads out of the bag.
Izvadio sam brojanicu iz vrećice.
And I chanted holding them like this.
I ovako sam je držao dok sam mantrao.
Because I was going to try for 5-minute rounds.
Jer sam pokušao izmatrati u 5 minuta.
So I hit the clock and start chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, like that.
I onda sam pokrenuo sat i počeo mantrati ovako brzo.
And when the clock came down to up to 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I looked to see if I was halfway in my japa.
I kad su prošle 2.5 minute, pogledao sam jesam li ja došao na pola svoje brojanice.
If I done looked like half the beads, I was on track for a 5-minute round.
Ako sam došao do pola, znači da ću uspjeti izmatrati krug u 5 minuta.
And if it was less than 5 minutes, I'd have to chant faster.
Ako je bilo manje, onda moram brže mantrati.
Now what happened? I kept doing this. I could never get a 5-minute round. The best I could do was 5.5 minutes.
I onda sam ja to pokušavao i dalje i nisam nikad uspio doći do 5 minuta. Uvijek bi došlo najboljem slučaju do 5.5 minuta.
Now the upside of doing this was that I was completely focused on the mantra.
Dobra strana tog pokušaja je bila što sam bio potpuno usredotočen na mantru.
I was doing 5.5 minute rounds. I couldn't get to 5 minutes, so I thought, what can I do to make it go faster?
I onda sam pokušao mantrati 5 minuta, nisam uspio samo 5.5 minuta, pa sam razmišljao što da učinim da to ubrzam.
So I came up with the idea that you have to breathe less.
I onda sam se domislio da bih trebao manje disati.
Because every time you take a breath, you waste time.
Jer svaki put kad udahnete, tratite vrijeme.
So I took a very deep breath.
Pa sam duboko udahnuo.
And then go again. I still couldn't get 5 minute rounds.
Još uvijek nisam uspio doći do 5 minuta.
So I asked Satyan Ryan, are you doing 5 minutes round? He also couldn't quite get 5 minutes.
I onda sam pitao Satyana Rajanu, pa možeš li ti zmatrati za 5 minuta? Ni on nije mogao.
So we were discussing, how does Banu chant 5 minute rounds?
I onda smo razmišljali, pa dobro, pa kako Banu uspije mantrati 5 minuta po krugu?
So like I said, the upside was that we were totally focused and concentrated. There was no time to think. Looking at the clock, looking at the beads, focusing. So in that sense, it was a good thing.
Kažem, dobra strana je bila što smo toliko bili usredotočeni na sat i na brojanicu i na vrijeme da smo bili potpuno usredotočeni na mantru.
You understand that in that sense it was a good thing?
U tom smislu to je bila dobra stvar.
Focusing.
Bili smo usredotočeni.
Hearing.
Slušali smo.
In what way was it a negative thing?
No, u kom smislu je to bila negativna stvar?
Yeah, it was a service mood because we wanted to save time to go out and distribute more books.
A bilo je to u stavu služenja jer smo željeli
uštediti vrijeme
za dijeljenje knjiga.
What was the negative thing?
Da, što je bila negativna strana?
Well, you're almost there.
Usredotočeni ste bili na brzinu, a ne na emocije.
No, we chanted the names really accurately.
Izostaviti imena, dobro smo izgovarali ime.
Yeah, it was mechanical.
Bilo je mehaničko.
It was mechanical. There was no feeling.
Nije bilo nikakvih osjećaja.
So then, when I came to the realization that, what's the point? So what? 5-10 minute rounds, who cares? Let me try and chant with feeling.
Kad smo shvatili da 5 minuta, 10 minuta zapravo je sve jedno, onda sam pokušao mantrati s osjećajem.
So the next phase that I went through
i sljedeća moja faza
was the slow chanting.
Bilo je sporo mantranje.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that. Now what happens when you slow down your chanting?
A što se događa kad usporite mantranje?
Well,
lako lute.
Maybe. What else happens?
Možda. Što se još zbiva?
It takes a long time.
Treba vam puno vremena.
It may take an extra 45 minutes or an extra hour.
Možda dodatnih 45 minuta ili čak dodatnih sat vremena.
But I noticed that I was, by doing slower and putting feeling into it, I was chanting each mantra properly.
No, primijetio sam da mantrajući sporije i sa osjećajem da izgovaram svaku mantru, svako ime pravilno.
So if you chant slower and with feeling, it's going to take longer time.
Ako mantrate sporije i sa osjećajem, to će duže trajati.
The question you have to ask yourself is this.
Trebate si postaviti sljedeće pitanje.
Is it worth the extra time?
Da li je to vrijedno trošiti dodatno vrijeme na to?
Who thinks it's worth an extra hour to chant with feeling and slower?
Tko misli da je bolje potrošiti još jedan sat ako ćemo mantrati s osjećajem i sporije?
Okay, so you all had the same idea as me. I also thought like that.
Svi se dakle slažete sa mnom. Ja isto tako razmišljam.
Then my next realization was this.
Moja sljedeća realizacija je bila sljedeća.
Whenever I'm in the embrace of my beloved,
kada sam god u zagrljaju svog voljenog,
I close my eyes.
Zatvorim oči.
And when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, should be in the embrace of Krishna.
A kada sam kada mantram Hare Krishna, onda sam u Krishninom zagrljaju.
So I close my eyes.
Pa zatvaram oči.
Perhaps you notice when I chant, my eyes are closed.
Možda ste primijetili da su moje oči zatvorene kad pjevam.
The advantage is that you shut off everything material.
Prednost je u tome što se zatvarate pred svim materijalnim.
And you can really hear and feel the mantra better.
Pa možete čuti i bolje osjetiti mantru.
You feel closer to Krishna because Krishna is the mantra.
Osjećate se bliže Krishni jer Krishna je mantra.
Now every person's different.
Svi smo različiti.
What I'm sharing is with you now for the next hour is the strategies that I came up with to chant better and to hear better.
Ono što ću s vama podijeliti su strategije do kojih sam ja došao za bolje mantranje i bolje slušanje.
Some of these strategies may work for you, they may not work for you.
Neke od njih možda će za vas, možda će vama biti korisne, možda i neće.
I'm just trying to inspire you that you have to come up with your own strategies.
Samo vas želim nadahnuti i dati vam do znanja da trebate smisliti vlastitu strategiju.
So at one workshop that I was giving like this, someone raised their hand and said, when I close my eyes to chant japa, I fall asleep.
Na jednoj ovakvoj radionici koju sam imao, netko digao ruku i rekao, kad zatvorim oči prilikom japa, ja jednostavno zaspim.
So that strategy doesn't work for that devotee.
Tako da za tog baktu ta strategija nije baš upalila.
But then I gave another answer.
No, onda sam dao drugačiji odgovor.
I said that your morning program should begin the night before.
Rekao sam da njegov jutarnji program treba početi večer prije.
What does that mean that your morning program should begin the night before?
Što znači da vaš jutarnji program treba početi večer prije?
Go to sleep earlier.
Otići spavati ranije.
Sorry?
Ne jesti na večer.
But going to sleep earlier will definitely do it so that you wake up refreshed.
Ako ranije krenete na spavanje, će zasigurno biti korisno jer ćete se probuditi osvježeni.
She says that on Harinam, if the person who's leading the kirtan closes his eyes, this is not a good impression for the public. That's some opinions of some devotees. Okay.
Mišljenje neki bakta je da ako onaj tko svira harmoniju za vrijeme harinama zatvori oči, da to ostavlja loš dojam na ljude koji prolaze.
Well, first point, we're talking about japa, not harinam.
Prva stvar, govorimo sada o japi, ne o harinama.
But when I chant in public, I also close my eyes.
No, kad ja pjevam u javnosti, ja isto zatvorim oči.
And then I open them also.
I onda ih i otvorim.
But I think that the public gets that I'm experiencing some ecstasy.
No, mislim da je da je ljudima jasno da doživljavam neku vrstu zanosa.
Close my eyes, I'm hitting those notes with feeling, they think he's experiencing bhava.
Kada zatvorim oči i na taj način sviram, onda ljudi misle da ovaj tu doživljava bhavu.
So that would be a good impression.
To bi ostavilo dobar dojam.
So it depends on the situation.
Ovisi, dakle, o situaciji.
So for those people who, when they close their eyes, they fall asleep, I recommend something else.
Za one koji zaspu kad otvore oči, preporučio bih nešto drugo.
Then you have a picture of your Ishtadev, and you look at that, focus on that.
Uzmite sliku vašeg Ishtadeva, vašeg voljenog božanstva i sredotočite se na to.
Or if you're grihasta at home, you focus on your deities.
Ili ako ste grihasta, onda se usredotočite na svoje božanstva, kućna božanstva.
And you chant Hare Krishna with feeling.
I mantrate Hare Krishna sa osjećajem.
And with feeling it means slower.
A to znači sporo.
But we all agreed it's worth the extra time to do it right.
Ali svi smo se složili da vrijedi uložiti dodatno vrijeme kako bismo to pravilno učinili.
Because we cited the verse yesterday, 10:10, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadhami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Krishna says that if you're constantly engaged in worshiping me, which is our japa, our kirtan, priti purvakam, with love, with the best love that you have got, then dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. I will give you everything you need, all the intelligence, everything, so that you can come to me. Krishna wants you to come to him.
Juče smo citirali stih 10:10. gdje Krišna kaže kako ako ga služimo s posvećenošću i s ljubavlju, tada će nam dati sve što nam je potrebno da bismo došli do njega, svu inteligenciju koja nam je potrebna i svo znanje.
Well, I said that everyone is a different, unique person. I'm sharing with you what works for me. I said you have to come up with what works for you. If you get more feeling chanting at a different speed, then you whatever is best for you.
Dakle, Guru Bhakti rekla da ona ne vidi povezanost između sporog mantranja i mantranja s osjećajem. A odgovor je da ona treba jednostavno raditi ono što za nju djeluje. To sporo mantranje ne mora za svakome pomoći da mantra s osjećajima. Ako njoj pomaže da, ako brže mantra, da mantra s više se osjećaja, onda bi trebala tako činiti.
I told this pastime of Srila Prabhupada one morning on morning walk he was chanting japa.
Ispričao sam tu zabavu s Šila Prabhupadom kada je mantrao džapu za vrijeme jutarnje šetnje.
He wasn't discussing philosophy, just chanting his japa.
Nije govorio o filozofiji, jednostavno je mantrao džapu.
Then at a certain point he stopped, took off his bead bag, he said, there, now I'm finished my 16 rounds, I can do any damn thing. That's what he said.
I kad je stao, izvadio je svoju brojanicu, rekao, završio sam svojih 16 krugova, sad mogu činiti šta god želim.
He was showing us what our mentality was.
Pokazivao nam je naš mentalitet.
Whew, thank God I'm finished those rounds. Now I can go out and do something I like.
Hvala Bogu, gotov sam s krugovima, sad mogu šta god želim.
That is not the way to attract Krishna's attention.
To nije način da privučemo Krišninu pažnju.
Why should we send Krishna the message that it's a yagya to chant your holy name, I can hardly wait till it's over.
Zašto bismo Krišni poslali poruku da da jedva čekamo da završimo s mantranjem njegovih imena?
What did Rupa Goswami say about this?
Šta je Rupa Goswami rekao na tu temu?
Let's see what Rupa Goswami's mood was.
Pogledajmo raspoloženje Rupe Goswamija.
This is what he said.
Evo šta on rekao.
How much nectar is there in the two syllables Krishna that I desire to have millions of ears and millions of tongues to hear and vibrate that holy name?
Koliko li je samo nektara u ta dva sloga Krishna da poželim imati milion ušiju i milion usta kako bih izgovarao i slušao tu vibraciju.
So we can compare our taste for the holy name with Rupa Goswami's taste.
Možemo svoj ukus za sveto ime usporediti s ukusom Rupe Goswamija.
Then we know how much work we have to do.
Onda će nam biti jasno koliko još imamo posla za obaviti.
But here's the good news.
Evo dobre vijesti.
You only have to do one thing.
Treba vam samo jedna stvar.
All you have to do is hear.
Sve što trebate učiniti jeste slušati.
If the mind starts thinking, stop it.
Ako um počne razmišljati, prestanite s time.
And the Maha Mantra will do all the purification. It will do all the work.
A Maha Mantra će učiniti sve što je potrebno za pročišćenje. Ona će učiniti sve sav posao.
The Maha Mantra will pull all the weeds out of your heart.
Ona će izvući sav korov iz vašeg srca.
The Maha Mantra will purify all your material desires.
Pročistit će sve vaše materijalne želje.
The Maha Mantra will bring out pure Krishna prema.
Ona će iznijeti čistu Krishna prema.
Now here's some more good news.
Evo još dobrih vijesti.
In everyone's heart in this room, Krishna prema is already there.
U srcu svakoga od vas koji ste ovdje već se nalazi Krishna prema.
Pure, unmotivated, unconditional, divine love for Krishna is already in everybody's heart.
Čista, nemotivirana, bezuvjetna ljubav prema Krišni već se nalazi u vašem srcu.
But it's covered.
Ali je prekrivena.
Prabhupada says it's covered.
Prabhupada kaže da je prekrivena.
I'm using a different analogy.
Ja koristim drugačiju usporedbu.
I'm saying that that pure love for Krishna, that Krishna prema, is in jail.
Ja kažem da je ta čista ljubav prema Krishni, Krishna prema, zatvorena u zatvoru.
Can't get out. It's in jail.
Ne može izaći, u zatvoru je.
And what are the bars preventing that love from coming out?
A koje su to rečetke koje tu ljubav sprečavaju da izlazi?
Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, prejudice, bigotry, revenge, and every other negative feeling, criticism, finding faults, all the negative anarthas in our heart are the bars keeping the Krishna prema locked up so it doesn't manifest, doesn't come out.
Zavis, požuda, ljutnja, predrasude, uvrede, kritiziranje, sve te negativne stvari, sve te anarte zapravo su rešetke koje priječe to čisto ljubavi da izađe van.
But if we hear the Maha Mantra with full attention and Priti Purvakam with as much feeling and love as we have, then that's the key to opening up the jail and letting the Maha Mantra out.
Nako Maha Mantru izgovaramo usredotočeno i sa punom pažnjom i ljubavlju, to je ključ koji otvara vrata zatvora.
And that is the process of bhakti yoga.
I to je proces bhakti yoga.
So all we have to do is keep the mind from thinking.
I sve što mi trebamo učiniti je da spriječimo svoj um da razmišlja.
What does Prabhupada call that? He calls it, anybody in the class this morning?
Jeste li bili jutros na predavanju?
He said it. Favorable oral reception.
Kako to Prabhupada zove? On kaže da je to povoljno slušanje, povoljno primanje od usmenog predaja.
Shravanam is hearing, and hearing is favorable oral reception.
Shravanam je slušanje, a slušanje znači da primamo na povoljan način ono što čujemo.
That means receiving favorably with feeling the holy name through the ear.
To znači
so it enters into the heart.
To znači da povoljno osjećajem primamo sveto ime tako da ulazi u srce.
So I began meditating on that.
I počeo sam meditirati o tome.
And I was thinking favorable oral reception. Okay.
Ja sam razmišljao što to u stvari znači slušati na povoljan način.
Then I thought about a wedding reception.
I onda sam razmišljao o o vjenčanju, o primanju na vjenčanju.
A reception is when you invite all the guests to come.
Svadba je kad pozovete sve goste da dođu.
And you treat them very nicely, you feed them and you make them comfortable and it's just a wonderful mood receiving and welcoming the guests.
Vi primate goste na jako lijep način. Atmosfera je jako ugodna i trudite se da zadovoljite svoje goste.
That's a reception.
To je primanje, zar ne?
So I thought, well, let's have a reception for the holy name.
Onda sam razmišljao, pa ajmo održati primanje za sveto ime.
Whenever you have a reception, you have to have a place.
Kad imate tako neki događaj, neko primanje, onda morate imati neki prostor za to.
So I thought the reception for the holy names would take place in the heart.
I razmišljao sam primanje za sveto ime odvijat će se u srcu.
And the invited guests would only be the names of Krishna.
A pozvani gosti bit će samo Krishna imena.
And that means Radha, of course.
Naravno, to uključuje i Radu.
Only the holy names are the invited guests.
Samo su sveta imena pozvani gosti.
Now sometimes when you have a reception you get uninvited guests coming.
Kad imate tako neki događaj ili primanje ponekad dođu i nepozvani gosti.
So you have to have someone at the door to make sure that you're on the guest list.
I treba postaviti nekoga na vrata tako da se brine za goste, za popis gostiju.
Those who are invited comes in, those who are not invited can't come in.
Oni koji su pozvani dođu, on mogu ući, koji nisu pozvani ne mogu ući.
In English we call that person at the door the bouncer because he bounces the uninvited guests out.
U engleskom oni to je nešto što bi kod nas bili izbacivači, to su oni koji izbacuju van nepozvane goste.
What's the Croatian word for bouncer?
Izbacivač.
Izbacivač. So who are the uninvited guests?
I tko su nepozvani gosti?
All your mundane thoughts.
sve vaše svjetovne misli.
All the material thoughts that you're thinking are the uninvited guests.
Sve vaše materijalne misli nepozvani su gosti.
We don't allow them to come into the reception of the heart. Only the holy names are the invited guests.
I nećemo ih pozvati da uđu na primanje u našem srcu, samo su sveta imena pozvani gosti.
And where's the door?
A gdje su vrata?
The door is the ear.
Vrata su uši.
Who is the bouncer?
A tko je izbacivač?
The intelligence.
Inteligencija.
Exactly.
Upravo tako.
The intelligence makes sure that all the unwanted thoughts don't come in and only the holy name comes into the reception in our heart.
Inteligencija će se pobrinuti da u primanje našem srcu dođu samo pozvani gosti.
And in that mood we will chant japa.
I u tom ćemo raspoloženju mantrati japu.
Do you remember the mood I gave for chanting kirtan?
Sjećate li se raspoloženja koje sam opisao za pjevanje kirtana?
Obožavanje. It was an arti ceremony, right?
Ceremonija arotika.
Who remembers that?
Tko se sjeća toga?
For japa, it's a favorable oral reception in the heart.
A japa je povoljno primanje u srcu.
So now I'm chanting my japa.
I sada mantram japu.
Slowly.
Polako.
With feeling.
S osjećajem.
Or at a faster speed with feeling.
Ili brže s osjećajem.
My eyes are closed.
Oči su mi zatvorene.
But maybe someone is focused on the picture of their deities.
Možda netko gleda sliku svojih božanstava.
Or directly on their deities.
Ili izravno na oltar svoje božanstvo.
And you're chanting and all of a sudden the unwanted guests want to come in.
Mantrate i odjednom tu su nepozvani gosti koji žele ući.
So then I have different strategies for that.
I onda za to imam različite strategije.
First my intelligence goes to check them.
Prvo ih moja inteligencija provjeri.
Then I shake my head like this.
Onda ovako odmahnem glavom.
I'm bouncing them out.
Izbacujem ih.
It works.
I djeluje.
It's very hard to think when you're just going like that. So I shake out those thoughts and I keep on chanting.
Teško je razmišljati kad ovako odmahujete glavom, pa tako odbacujem te misli, nastavljam s mantranjem.
If those unwanted guests come back and are trying to force their way in,
ako se ti nepozvani gosti vrate i pokušavaju silom ući,
then I chant louder.
Onda mantram glasnije.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And it's hard to think when you're shouting.
Teško je misliti dok vičete.
Now, if I'm still having problem with the mind,
ako mi um još uvijek zadaje problema,
then I take a deep breath,
onda duboko udahnem,
and I pause the chanting for a moment,
i za trenutak stanem s mantranjem,
and I talk to my mind.
I razgovaram s umom.
My dear mind,
dragi moj ume,
I don't need to think about this now.
Ne moram sad misliti o tome.
I've got all day to think about this.
Cijeli dan ću razmišljati o tome.
After japa, we'll think about it.
Nakon japa razmišljat ćemo
and
o tome. And
we'll deal with it.
I s time, i pobrinuti se o tome.
But not now.
Ali ne sada.
Now we are going to hear the holy name.
Sada ćemo slušati sveto ime.
Both me and you.
I ja i ti.
After you finish chastising your mind.
Kada tako prekorite um.
Then you go back, take another deep breath,
ponovno
and chant japa again.
I mantrajte ponovno japu.
If your mind still is bothering you,
ako vas um i dalje muči,
you get up and go to another place and sit down in a whole fresh area.
Ustanite i odite na neko skroz drugo mjesto.
Because changing your location helps.
Jer promjena položaja mjesta uistinu pomaže.
Take a couple of deep breaths.
Nekoliko puta duboko udahnite.
Because that calms the mind.
Jer to umiruje um.
And then continue chanting.
I nastavite mantrati.
If at that point your mind is still having you're trying thinking and you're having difficulty focusing.
Ako vaš um i dalje razmišlja i dalje se ne možete usredotočiti.
Then I get up and I walk back and forth.
Onda ja ustanem i hodam naprijed nazad.
I've seen Prabhupada chanting, walking back and forth, so it's bona fide.
Vidio sam da Prabhupada tako mantra, pa je to vjerodostojno.
If walking back and forth, the mind is still bothering you.
ako vas um i dalje muči, iako hodate,
then there's only one thing to solve that problem.
Preostaje vam samo jedna stvar koja može riješiti taj problem.
You got to start singing and dancing.
Morate početi pjevati i plesati.
Because when you sing and dance, you can't think.
Jer dok pjevate i plešete, ne možete razmišljati.
And that's what I do in the kirtan.
I to činim u kirtanu.
So in the kirtan, I'm always singing and dancing.
U kirtanu uvijek pjevam i plešem.
In order to train up my mind.
Kako bih trenirao um.
And I have to keep preaching to my mind.
I trebam propovijedati svome umu.
That when I chant, you cannot think.
Kad ja mantram, ti ne možeš misliti.
So before we had a bad habit, that a bad samskara, that we allowed the mind to think while we were chanting.
Prije smo imali tu lošu samskaru da smo umu dopustili razmišljati dok smo mantrali.
Now we have to replace that with a positive samskara, that it is not okay to think while I'm chanting.
Sada to trebamo zamijeniti pozitivnom samskarom, da za vrijeme mantranja nije u redu razmišljati.
So you have to say to yourself, make a promise to yourself, I will not think and chant at the same time.
Trebate obećati sami sebi, neću razmišljati i mantrati u isto vrijeme.
This is called training the mind.
To znači trenirati um.
Now on the first day I asked you, have you ever had a thought come into your mind that shocked you?
Prvi sam vas dan pitao, je li vam ikada na um pala neka misao koja vas je zaprepastila?
How could I think such a thing?
Kako sam mogao uopće pomisliti tako nešto?
And I said, how many people have had that experience?
I onda sam pitao, koliko ljudi je imalo takvo iskustvo?
Everybody raised their hand.
Svi su digli ruku.
And then I said, how many people have said something and wished you wouldn't have said it? Everybody raised their hand.
Onda sam pitao koliko ljudi je reklo nešto, a požalili su kasnije zbog toga i svi su digli ruku.
So this is proof that our mind is out of control.
To dokazuje da um jednostavno je van naše kontrole.
Our mind does whatever it wants to do.
Um čini što god želi.
Doesn't do what we want it to do.
Ne čini ono što mi želimo.
It's almost like a separate entity.
To je poput nekog drugog bića.
Why is the mind so uncontrolled?
Zašto je um toliko nekontroliran?
Any ideas?
Ima li netko nekih ideja?
Well, that's closer to it. Well, here's the answer. Why the mind is uncontrolled? Because we never, ever tried to control it.
Zašto?
We just let it go wherever it wanted to go.
Zašto je um nekontroliran? Pa zato što ga nikad nismo niti pokušali kontrolirati. Jednostavno ga puštamo da ide kud mu volja.
So the mind came to the conclusion that it's all right to do whatever I want to do.
Um je tako zaključio da je u redu činiti što god želi.
Just like an untrained child.
Baš poput neobučenog djeteta, netreniranog djeteta.
If you don't train your child to be a polite lady or a polite gentleman, you get crazy kids that run around, make noise and scream and yell and break things.
Ako se ne obučavate svoje djecu da postanu pristojni mali dječaci, djevojčice, jednostavno će biti bit će malo divlji, trčati naokolo i slično.
Have you ever seen children like that?
Jeste li ikad vidjeli takvu djecu?
Well, our mind is like that. It's an untrained child.
I naš um je upravo takav.
Because we never trained it.
Jer ga nikada nismo pokušali trenirati.
So now we got a difficult job.
I pred nama je sada težak posao.
Because we didn't do it in the beginning.
Jer to nismo učinili na početku.
You understand what we're talking about here?
Svačite o čemu govorimo?
So we have to have a deep realization of what japa is.
Trebamo imati duboko spoznaju toga što je japa.
So therefore I have given different realizations that I've had.
Iz toga sam rekao različite realizacije koje sam ja imao.
It's our quality time alone with Krishna.
To je kvalitetno vrijeme koje mi provodimo nasamo s Krishnom.
It's a reception I'm having in my heart for Krishna's holy name.
to je primanje koje mi koje ćemo mi prirediti u svome srcu za Krišnino sveto ime.
It's the most sacred act of connecting to Krishna that goes back to ancient times. It's a very sacred yoga process.
To je najsvetiji čin povezivanja s Krišnom, koji seže sve do pradavnih vremena. To je najsvetiji yoga proces.
Once I start realizing what japa is, then I can get more serious about it.
Kad jednom shvatimo što u stvari japa predstavlja, onda možemo postati ozbiljniji u njoj.
Now, do we all agree that we've never trained our mind before?
Slažemo li se svi da nismo nikada pokušali trenirati um?
Do you want me to give you some exercises to train your mind?
Želite li da vam dam neke vježbe za kontrolu uma?
Okay, and this is what you do.
Evo što ćete sada.
All day.
Čitav dan činiti.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
Exercise number one.
Vježba broj jedan.
I only think positive thoughts.
Mislim samo pozitivne misli.
I will not allow a negative thought to come into my mind.
Neću dopustiti negativnoj misli da uđe u moj um.
In this way we're not trying to stop the mind from thinking.
Na taj način mi ne pokušavamo zaustaviti um od toga da razmišlja.
We're just guiding it and directing it in a positive way.
Jednostavno ga usmjeravamo i vodimo u pozitivnom smjeru.
If a negative thought starts to come into my mind, I stop it immediately with my intelligence. I don't allow it because I remember that this is training. I only will think positive thoughts.
Ako neka negativna misao nadođe u moj um, jednostavno ću je zaustaviti inteligencijom i neću je dopustiti da uđe, zato što ću se sjetiti da je dio mog treninga da zaustavim negativne misli.
That means over time when the mind becomes trained, I will only speak positive things.
Što znači, kada um jednom bude treniran, govorit ću samo pozitivne stvari.
And I will only do positive things.
I činit ću samo pozitivne stvari.
So that's an exercise that we can do wherever we are, any time of day or night. And it takes practice, and over time, gradually, we're going to be like, come to a very positive consciousness.
To je vježba koju možemo činiti gdje god da se nalazimo i s vremenom vježbajući moći ćemo postići to stanje.
That means that if I don't think anything negative, I'm not going to find anybody's faults.
To znači da ako nemam negativnih misli, neću vidjeti tuđe greške.
I'm not going to see anything negative or bad in another person. I'm not going to think anything like that. I'm only going to see the good.
Neću u drugima tražiti loše ili negativno, vidjet ću samo dobro.
That's exercise number one.
To je prva vježba.
Here's exercise number two.
Evo druge vježbe.
Exercise number two is that I will not allow myself to hear anything negative from anybody else.
Druga vježba je da neću dopustiti sebi da čujem išta negativno od drugih ljudi.
What does that mean?
Što to znači?
If you're with a bunch of people and someone starts criticizing someone or saying something negative, you have to leave immediately.
Ako ste u nekoj grupi ljudi gdje netko počne kritizirati ili negativno govoriti o drugima, odmah trebate napustiti to mjesto.
If you're one-on-one with someone and they want to start saying something negative, you have to immediately say, excuse me for a second.
Ako ste na samo s nekime, ta osoba počne negativno govoriti o nekom drugom, odmah trebate reći, stani sad, čekaj samo trenutak.
And you say, I want to explain something to you.
Želim ti nešto objasniti.
I'm doing a bhakti yoga practice.
Ja se bavim bhakti jogom.
I never hear anything negative to come into my consciousness.
Ne dopuštam ničemu negativnome da uđe u moju svjesnost.
So if you're going to say something negative, I have to leave.
Pa ako misliš reći nešto negativno, ja moram otići.
So if you want me to stay here,
želiš li da ostanem ovdje?
Don't say it.
Nemoj to reći.
You know who used to practice this?
Znate li tko je to primjenjivao nekad?
Is my godbrother Jayananda Prabhu.
Moj brat po Bogu Jayananda Prabhu.
If he was in the association of devotees.
Ako je bio u društvu bhakta.
And then all of a sudden someone would say something negative about some other devotee.
I onda bi netko rekao nešto negativno o nekom drugom bhakti.
He'd turn around, look at that devotee.
Okrenuo bi se, pogledao tog bhaktu.
He'd make a sour face.
Napravio ovako kiseo izraz lica.
And walk out of the room.
I izašao iz sobe.
He wouldn't say anything.
Ne bi rekao ni riječ.
Just make a sour face and walk out of the room.
Jednostavno bi lice bi mu poprimilo takav izraz, izašao bi iz sobe.
And that person would get their own realization. I offended Jayananda because I criticized the devotee.
I ta bi osoba sama shvatila da je upravo uvrijedila Jayanandu kritizirajući tog nekog baktu.
Question. Okay, that's a very good point. He said, I'm a younger devotee and I'm with senior devotees and they start criticizing and then I don't want to offend them.
Ovo je jako dobro pitanje. Dakle, Filip je pitao, ja sam mladi bakta i kad se nađem sa starijim baktama koji kritiziraju, ne želim njih uvrijediti.
Here's how you solve that problem.
Evo kako ćeš riješiti ovaj problem.
You just say, excuse me, Prabhu, I just remembered I got important service to do. I gotta go. And boom, you're gone.
Jednostavno kažeš, oprostite, stvarno imam jednu važnu službu i moram odmah ići. I odeš.
And it's true. The service you're doing is keeping your mind from hearing anything negative.
I istina je, služba koju ti činiš je da jednostavno čuvaš svoj um od negativnih aktivnosti.
Oh, okay. It's almost an everyday situation. Wow.
Ali
well then, everybody heard that? You want to translate?
To je u redu, ali to su gotovo svakodnevne situacije i ponekad ih je teško izbjeći ako želite razviti neki odnos s tim baktama. Ispunite malo fanatični ako to činite stalno.
You know what I do sometimes?
Znaš što ja ponekad činim?
Has anybody ever tried chanting silent japa in their mind?
Je li netko pokušao ikad mantrati tihu japu u umu?
What's the benefit of chanting silent japa?
Koje su dobrobiti mantranja tihe džape?
It's your mind that's chanting.
Vaš um mantra.
You're going to make your mind a devotee. Your mind is going to do the chanting.
Vaš um će postati bhakta, on će mantrati.
Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds. 64 were loud for the benefit of all the living entities.
Haridas Thakur je mantrao 192 kruga, 64 od njih je mantrao glasno za dobrobit svih živih bića.
Next 64 were very soft. It was his quality time alone with Krishna, whispering in Krishna's ear like a lover.
Idućih 64 kruga bila su jako tiha. To je bilo njegovo vrijeme nasamo s Krishnom.
And the final 64 he chanted in his mind so his mind would become a devotee.
A idućih 64 kruga mantrao bi u umu kako bi um postao bhakta.
If you're in association of advanced, well, let's say senior devotees and they're doing criticizing, you just start chanting japa in your mind. You don't have to hear what they're saying.
Ako si u društvu
bhakta, take your mind away from what they're saying and chant japa in your mind so you keep purified.
Ako si u društvu takvih bhakta koji govore takve stvari, onda nastavi mantrati u umu kako bi pročistio svoj um i zaštitio se od tih negativnosti.
Try that.
Probaj to.
Another question.
Or help, and then they speak also many negative things. I mean, what should you do then?
Okay, so you like a counselor, and people are coming and they're venting out their feelings. Well, that's a different situation. That's a situation where someone needs it's like you're a psychologist and they're a patient. So you allow them to get all that stuff out. And then you can explain to them, you know, what I'm doing is a yogic process. I'm trying to stay very positive. And now I'm going to give you something else to take with you.
Dakle, pitanje Mani Manđari je bilo što se događa kad nam priđu razni ljudi budući da ona duže u pokretu i onda priđu i mlađe ili starije vakte i žele razotkriti svoj um, a nekad su to i negativne stvari. Što da radi s time i na koji način da se nosi s njima? I sad odgovor je da to je malo drugačija situacija jer ipak djelujemo kao neka vrsta psihologa, ali onda možemo tim osobama objasniti da se mi smo uključeni u jedan neki jogički proces i da možemo zapravo da pokušavamo misliti na pozitivan način.
Have you all heard of the 10 offenses?
Jeste li svi čuli za 10 uvreda?
How many? Have you all know the 10 benedictions?
Znate li svi 10 dobrobiti?
You heard me do them once. You're the only one. Okay. Yeah, the 10 benedictions. We're going to take, if you notice, the 10 offenses are all yamas. A yama is a regulation, what you don't do.
Dakle, 10 uvreda je 10 yama. Yama se odnosi na propis, ono što ne trebamo činiti.
And we're going to turn them into a rule, a niyama, which is what you do do.
A zatim ćemo to pretvoriti u nijamu, odnosno u ono što činimo, u pravila.
So what we don't do are the negative things.
Ono što ne činimo je negativno.
And what we do do are the positive things.
A ono što činimo su pozitivne stvari.
So we're going to change the yamas into niyamas.
Jame ćemo pretvoriti u nijame.
So the first benediction, I always glorify the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names of the Lord.
Prva povoljnost dakle je da ja uvijek slavim bakte koji su svoje živote posvetili širenju slava svetog imena.
Second benediction. I always glorify the name of Krishna and I don't have that much interest in the names of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva or any other demigods.
Druga povoljnost je da uvijek slavim imena gospodina Krišne i ne zanimaju me drugi polubogovi poput Brahme ili Shive.
The third benediction. I always obey the orders of my Guru Maharaj.
Treća je da uvijek slijedim naredbe svog Guru Maharaja.
In this way you take all the 10 offenses and you turn them into something positive so they become 10 benedictions. What's the 10th benediction? I always give my full attention while chanting the holy name of the Lord and I'm not have no interest in anything material.
Na taj način možete sve uvrede pretvoriti u povoljnosti, a deseta je da uvijek posvećujem svu svoju pažnju pjevanju svetih imena i nemam nikakvih drugih vezanosti osim služenja gospodina.
So instead of focusing on the offenses, now we're going to focus on the benedictions.
Umjesto da se usredotočimo na uvrede, sada ćemo se usredotočiti na povoljnosti.
This means we're making advancement in devotional service.
To znači da napredujemo u predanom služenju.
Rupa Goswami was the first one who said, think positive.
Rupa Goswami je bio prvi koji je rekao pozitivno razmišljajte.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.
Naglasite pozitivno, a uklonite negativno.
This morning Maharaj was speaking about the 6 principles of surrender.
Maharaj je jutros pričao o 6 načela predavanja.
One of them is to always feel confident that Krishna's mercy will be there for you.
Jedno od njih je da smo uvijek uvjereni i pouzdano znamo da će Krišnina milost uvijek biti tu.
Now a lot of devotees they say, oh, I'm never going to get Krishna's mercy, I'm so fallen like this.
Mnogi bhakti kažu, ma nikad neću primiti Krišninu milost, ja sam tako pao.
But why is Rupa Goswami saying no? You should always be confident that Krishna's mercy is there for you.
No zašto Rupa Goswami kaže da trebamo biti pouzdani da će Krišnina milost uvijek biti tu za nas?
Why does he say that?
Zašto on to kaže?
Because Krishna says ma suchaha, trust me.
Zato što Krishna kaže ma suchaha, vjeruj mi.
Don't have any doubts.
nema nikakvih sumnji.
If we have doubts, we don't trust Krishna.
Ako sumnjamo, mi ne vjerujemo Krishni.
Rupa Goswami says, be confident that the mercy of Krishna will always be there because Krishna says, trust me.
Rupa Goswami kaže, budite uvjereni da će Krishna milost uvijek biti tu, zato što vjerujemo Krishni.
I'm going to tell you a Prabhupada Lila to illustrate a very important point.
Sada ću vam reći Prabhupada Lilu kako bih objasnio jednu jako važnu stvar.
In Vrindavan in 1975-76, when the temple was really new, and Prabhupada would go for his morning walk, almost anybody could go on the morning walk because there wasn't that many devotees.
1975-76. Godine u Vrindavanu, kad je hram bio još prilično nov, Prabhupada bi odlazio na jutarnje šetnje i s njim išlo samo malo bhakta jer ih u ono vrijeme nije bilo toliko puno.
So one morning one of my god brothers, whose name I won't mention, didn't wake up for Mangal Arati and he missed going on the morning walk with Prabhupada.
Jedno jutro, jedan bhakta, čije ime neću sada spomenuti, nije se probudio na Mangal Arati i nije otišao na jutarnju šetnju s Prabhupadom.
So when Prabhupada came back to his rooms, the devotee was standing at the Prabhupada's door, at the room there.
Kad se Prabhupada
in Vrindavan, vraćao, you know, you've been there, you've seen it.
Kad se Prabhupada vraćao u svoje sobe u Vrindavanu, te bhakta stajao ispred ulaza u njegove prostorije.
And as soon as he saw Prabhupada coming, he did flat out dandavats.
Čim je ogledao Prabhupada, odmah se bacio na pot, odao dandavat.
And then he got up on his knees and he said, please forgive me, Srila Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen.
I onda je, ustao na koljena, sklopio ruke i zamolio Prabhupada, molim te, oprosti mi, ja sam najpaliji.
And Prabhupada said, you're not the most of anything.
And Prabhupada je rekao, ti nisi ništa najviše.
You're not the most fallen, you're not the most exalted, you're not the most this, you're not the most that.
Nisi najviše pao, nisi najuzvišeniji, nisi ništa najviše.
We're all just very average devotees.
Svi smo prilično prosječni bhakte.
So sometimes, oh, I'm so fallen. I'm not going to make it in this life.
Ponekad kad kažemo da smo tako pali da nećemo uspjeti u ovom životu.
I'm going to take birth again.
Ponovno ću se roditi.
And you know what?
I znate što?
You're right.
U pravu ste.
Because anyone who has that consciousness is guaranteed to take birth again.
Jer svatko tko tako razmišlja, zasigurno će se ponovno roditi.
But Rupa Goswami says, be confident that the mercy of Krishna will be there for you.
Rupa Goswami kaže da trebamo imati povjerenja da je Krishna milost za nas dostupna.
So if we're confident,
ako imamo to pouzdanje, to povjerenje,
Krishna likes that.
Krishna se to sviđa.
He's confident of coming back to me.
On je uvjeren da ćemo mu se vratiti.
He really wants to come back to me.
On mi se uistinu želi vratiti.
Now, he really wants to reestablish his relationship with me. This is how Krishna is beginning to think when he sees our mood.
Kad Krishna vidi naše raspoloženje, počinje razmišljati, pa ova osoba uistinu želi ponovno uspostaviti svoj odnos sa mnom.
Isn't this the message we want to give to Krishna?
Nije li to poruka koju želimo dati Krishni?
You raised your hand for a question? Hoping against hope, is that a combination? I'm hoping and I'm hoping against that hope. It's a double hope. It's not a negative and a positive, it's two positives.
Kad se nadamo, a čini se da jednostavno nema nikakve nade, nije li to neka kontradikcija, ali nije u stvari, to su zapravo dvije pozitivne stvari, nadati se protiv svake nade. To su dvije nade.
I hope to get Krishna's mercy and I hope that my hope is also successful. You see what I'm saying?
Nadam se da ću dobiti Krishnu milost i nadam se da će ta nada isto uroditi plodom.
Just like I said earlier, Krishna is our secret admirer.
Kao što sam ranije rekao, Krishna je naš tajni obožavatelj.
He wants to reestablish a loving relationship with us.
Želi ponovno uspostaviti odnos pun ljubavi s nama.
Krishna is also hoping against hope that one day he will stop trying to enjoy Maya and turn to him and come back to him.
Krishna se isto nada protiv svake nade da ćemo se jednoga dana okrenuti protiv Maje i ponovno se vratiti njemu.
It's a loving relationship we have with the Supreme Lover.
odnos ljubavi koji imamo s vrhovnim ljubavnikom.
He is the king and we're the bride.
On je kralj, a mi smo mlade. Mi smo mladenke.
When you get to Vrindavan, of course, it's different.
U Vrindavanu je naravno drugačije.
But here we see Krishna as the king, as God.
Tamo, ovdje vidimo da je Krishna kralj, on je Bog.
Now tomorrow I'm going to share with you something very, very deep that you may not have heard before.
Sutra ću s vama podijeliti nešto jako duboko što možda niste još čuli.
That Krishna is inviting us into a particular type of relationship that no other religion, no other philosophy can even conceive of.
Da nas Krishna poziva u određenu vrstu odnosa o kojoj nijedan drugi religijski ili filozofski sustav uopće ne može niti sanjati.
And we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Sutra ćemo o tome nešto reći.
Do we have time to, I guess we don't have time to chant, huh?
Baš nemamo vremena za pjevanje.
Okay, so it's prasadam time. If anyone who wants to go for prasadam can go and I can do a little chanting. And what we want to do is we want to welcome Krishna into our heart. We're going to have a favorable oral reception in our heart for Krishna. Is that a good idea?
Vrijeme je, dakle, vrijeme je prasadama. Tko želi otići neka ode. A mi ćemo sada malo pjevati.